This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome, everyone, to today's ILTA podcast entitled Microsoft Endpoint, formerly Intune, then and now. My name is Mark Manoukian. I am the IT director for Kegler Brown Hill & Ritter, a 70-attorney firm in Columbus, Ohio. I will be your moderator today. Joining me today are Chris Owens of Kraft Kennedy and Scott Christensen of Olenek. With this, Chris, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Chris Owens. I'm the chief technology officer at Kraft Kennedy. For those that don't know, we are a system integration company focused on the legal industry and ensuring that applications and application delivery and backend systems function the way they should. My particular role is focused on partner building and working with the macro level partners like Microsoft, Citrix, VMware to ensure that they are thinking about the legal marketplace whenever they're building products, but also to our legal specific vendors, helping them understand what's coming from those larger partners and making sure that their products that they're developing really integrate tightly into what the larger vendors are doing.
Excellent. And Scott, tell us about what you do at Olenek.
Thanks, Mark. Scott Christensen. I'm a vice president with Olenek and a former recovering CIO in the legal industry. I've been with Olenek about 6 years or so, and Olenek is a Chicago-based company. It does a combination of engineering that we're talking about today, desktops and things like that, as well as a quality assurance and software testing company. And our real sweet spot is just the blend of both engineering and quality assurance to help firms with their strategic initiatives and making sure that they're successful and as planned.
Excellent. So we have a couple of experts with us today. Chris, tell us a little bit about your experience with Intune.
Absolutely. So Intune's origination and where we started with it basically started at the same time when people started putting down their BlackBerries and started buying iPhones. Microsoft understood that they needed to compete in a space where a company needed to manage those devices in a way that allowed secure communications back to the Microsoft systems. And so they developed Intune as that product. And we've been working with Intune essentially from the start and throughout its journey from pure mobile device management to now be more of a full suite of endpoint management product that can handle devices in any situation.
Excellent. And how about your experience, Scott?
It's very similar, Mark, no question. We've been in the desktop engineering space, similar to Chris, for many years, and our experience, you know, kind of matches the needs of our clients. In the early days, Chris is right. It was all about using Intune for mobile device management as a choice. But there was very much a divide where, you know, we were seeing most of our clients using it strictly for that. As Chris kind of pointed out, that has changed. And now Endpoint Manager, as it's now called, can do a whole lot more than simply MDM. And as our clients' needs have changed and matured, you know, we're kind of adapting and with our ability to serve them. So that would be my answer, Mark. Thanks.
Can you guys tell me a little bit more specifically what has changed? You just mentioned that the old name was Intune. The new name is Endpoint Manager. The old solution was really for mobile devices. You alluded to the fact that the new solution is really for all endpoints. Can you tell me a little bit more about what has changed in this product? Because those are really two different things.
So Microsoft is very good at pulling these games with some of their products. And first, they need to have a product in a space, and that was mobile device management. And then they realize that they can branch around that product and really put a solution, a set, that is all tied to one license, and license being separate from the products that are within the license. And that's what Microsoft's done with Intune and now calling it Endpoint Manager. They've really taken a product that was focused on a very specific use case of managing a mobile device, something that a person owned that the company needed to manage, and have built a structure around it, included it into its primary management, desktop management suite, SCCM, and has develop this co-management style that allows them to really open up what you can and can't do inside the office, outside the office, and wherever the user takes their devices, whether that's a personal device, whether that's a corporate-owned device, whether that device is on the domain, on the Active Directory domain, or whether it's not. And so they've created this new framework that allows a lot more flexibility in endpoint, and they're starting to even develop more and more security features within that. So a product that had very specific use cases to compete against other vendors' products at first has now grown into something that is very tough for other people to compete with because of all the integration components with other Microsoft products that people own.
Excellent. Scott?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I sort of position this, Mark, with Endpoint Manager and the change from Intune to being very similar to what Microsoft has done with all of its other products. So clearly with Windows and Office, you know, we're moving from, you know, what we might call traditional IT to modern IT. You know, in the old days, we used to refresh hardware OS and Office every few years, and it was a big shift, and change is slow. Now we have rapid change. And again, the shift from legacy tools like SCCM and on-prem tools, things like that, to more of a software as a service. So I think it's within that, you know, sort of paradigm, if you will, that that this change has happened, and the new name rings true, as Chris said. You know, I sort of laugh because in true Microsoft fashion, they change the names of their products quite frequently. And, you know, sometimes those name changes cause confusion. Sometimes they help clarify things. And in this case, I do think that Microsoft did have a problem. You know, as we've talked about here, Intune's identity was sort of, you know, for a lot of people, married to the idea of mobile devices only. And I think Microsoft had a job to do, you know, marketing or otherwise, to sort of say, you know, how do we change that? And too many shops, and certainly within legal, it was true, they were thinking Intune isn't for me, or if it is for me, all I really use it for is mobile device management. So certainly that new name truly reflects what the product does in all contexts. And now it's inclusive, and we can all consider ourselves candidates for its potential use in a variety of ways.
That's great. I'll tell you, in preparing for this conversation, I went in and looked at my own admin portal and realized that at the top level, it's called Endpoint Manager. But when you drill down into the features and functions, there are pieces and parts that are still labeled Intune. So, I mean, even Microsoft seems to be confused, let alone their customers. So where is Endpoint Manager in its life cycle? And to be fair, if we're talking about two subsets of functions, whether it's the mobile device management or the comprehensive endpoint management, you know, I realize that those two different feature sets are on different timelines. So is Endpoint Manager ready for prime time? Is this a leading edge or bleeding edge solution? What should our audience, how should they perceive this solution?
So the Microsoft partner in me says, yes, it's ready. The consultant says it depends. So looking at each of those scenarios is the important piece. And so basically as a mobile device management, and really what is now transformed, and Microsoft was a leader in this part, which is mobile application management, taking something that did really well with Windows and saying we can manage applications on Android and iOS just as well. That solution is very much a mature solution and can compete with any other product out there from AirWatch and Mobile Iron and those type of products to be that replacement for your mobile device management and really adding that mobile application management, forcing certain applications down, ensuring other applications never go down, and taking over an application that is considered a personal application like Gmail and saying you're going to now manage that so that you can control what someone is doing with that application. So that's the first layer. The second layer is absolutely the co-management of a domain joined device. And again, I think that's a very mature offering at this point. They have the capability to add internet capabilities to things like patching policies and even driver management, so that it makes it easier to manage devices that are out in the wild and not have to have those completely inside the firm or the office. So, you know, those, again, I think are very mature. The last piece is saying, I am now going to pull that domain part out and have something that's fully AD, Azure AD joined, and manage it completely with Intune. That's probably where you start sliding into bleeding edge. But at this point now, it's absolutely possible.
Excellent. Scott?
Yeah, I agree with Chris. I think the best use case example, Mark, is that, you know, if I was starting a brand new law firm today or I was breaking off, Chris and I would be in agreement. You know, you'd go straight on to Endpoint Manager and everything would be that way. You may not even have a domain. And that's almost an easier decision because it's, right. You know, sort of a just go there straight there. Most of our law firm clients, however, and this is the consultant in Chris and I, you know, that's not where they're coming from. They're coming from heavily managed, you know, domain joined, group policy controlled computers. And, you know, that journey is a little bit different of a journey. So I agree with Chris that the tools mostly are there. And certainly, you know, in the application deployment, patching, you know, Windows deployment side of that fence, pretty mature, pretty good solution for most people. Control of settings and imaging, you know, some firms are not quite ready to make that leap. You know, we'll talk sure. about implementation in a minute, but I think that's where it's a journey for most firms based on where they've been at and the kind of control that they've had versus where they're going.
So how would one go about implementing and using Microsoft Endpoint Manager? And what are the variables that go into, you know, determining whether this is right for me? Is it, you know, does it require expertise such that it's got to be a big firm and you've got a full-time employee that does this, or does it vary based on the scope of what you want to accomplish, whether you're just managing mobile or just managing some aspects of the endpoints, whether you're taking time, whether you're, you know, you're just implementing it in a phased. And that, let's start again with you, Chris. Tell me, you know, how one would go about implementing this.
Sure. I think from the mobile device management, that's the easier one because I think it's very basic. It is an apples to apples replacement for something you probably already have. You're probably making that change because you own it through another licensing mechanism that you're going to pay for no matter what. And basically, if you know what your policies are in one product, you can replicate and transition mobile devices to the Microsoft MEM product very simply. That's the, we'll say the simple project. The more transformative project is where you start talking about desktop management and understanding what additional capabilities, user-friendly and IT-friendly, that can be gained by adding Intune into your desktop management process. That's going to start with where you are today and how sophisticated of a system you have. If you use SCCM, you build from unattended installs, you're able to do in-place upgrades to upgrade new versions of Windows and new versions of Office, and all of that is old hat at this point. Adding Intune is just going to add capabilities and augment what you're currently doing. If you still use the word ghost, then you're probably talking about something that's a little more transformative. But again, I think these are things that you can learn. I think things that make IT more flexible, and as I said, ultimately give end users some flexibility and some features that really allows them to do a lot more self-service.
Excellent. Scott?
Yeah, I agree. It's sort of that old, you know, size matters thing. You know, a law firm with, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 people on the planet, it's a little harder to make the kind of transformative change that Chris referred to. In some ways, the smaller firms, you know, might be able to be a bit more nimble and make this kind of change. For our clients, you know, existing clients, if I were a small firm and I had pain points with the tools that I might be using, you know, maybe more traditional, you know, on-prem tools like a PDQ deploy, for instance, for application deployment, things like that. Maybe you've got some pain points with whatever those existing tools are. And, you know, it becomes more of that transformative approach of, hey, if I'm going to fix it anyway, why don't I just be more transformative and move entirely into Intune for all these things? I think for the larger firm footprint, as Chris kind of mentioned, firms sometimes get confused and they think, you know, you have to go Endpoint Manager for everything and it has to be all at once. And that really is not true. And, you know, the four buckets that we tend to think in, you know, updates, you know, things like patches, you know, security patches and feature updates for Windows, product is very strong. It's very strong in application deployment as well and can replace those traditional tools. Settings start to get to be a bit more interesting, you know, group policy and group policy preferences, sure. Things like that. Where the tools that we have, things have to be done differently. Group policy preferences don't exist in Endpoint Manager. and you have to package your applications different, you know. So these are examples where we have to change our approach as we make these changes. For a larger firm that has hundreds of applications, it's going to take them longer to make those kind of adjustments. Some smaller firms, it might only have one practice area. It might be easier to do that wholesale change that Chris kind of described. So really, it just becomes where are you at? What kind of resources do you have? Of course, the larger firms have the advantage that they may have, you know, more robust desktop engineering and application engineering practices. They may have some of the kind of resources to be able to do that sort of thing, you know, more themselves or pieces of it more themselves. I think the smaller firms, though, would likely struggle with more of a wholesale change and would need some assistance to do that in addition to their day job. So,
I'm gonna close with one last question. My firm has worked with both of your organizations and both of you specifically. And so you have been outstanding learning resources to my firm formally, and also great resources through ILTA. And I want to ask you guys very quickly, and this is going to be my closing question, where else can people go to learn more about Microsoft Endpoint Manager?
So Microsoft's got a ton of labs that are free to anybody who has a Microsoft Live account. That's where I would start if I'm trying to get knowledge. Once you get past that point and you feel like, okay, I get the basics, how do I get more complex? Then I would absolutely start looking at specific Microsoft engineers and start following their blogs, because they provide a ton of information almost on a weekly basis. And then it allows you to pick and choose which is most relevant to you.
Excellent. Anything to add to that, Scott?
I would ditto that. The stuff from the horse's mouth is the place that's going to have the most in-depth conversation. If you're not quite ready to follow all of those resources, there are some, you know, relatively free places to begin that learning channel. Even LinkedIn has like a LinkedIn learning channel, and you can, you know, basically take anything in there for 1 month for free and before you have to sign up for a paid plan. So that might be an easy way to start and then begin to follow those engineers, as Chris pointed out. And there are a ton of labs with live content, and getting it straight from Microsoft. Absolutely, I agree. It's a good place to go.
Outstanding. Well, with that, we're out of time. Chris and Scott, thank you very much for joining us today. As always, it's a great pleasure, and I hope you have a good rest of your pandemic.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.